Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
With the brisk, cool, and metered Eddie Condon and his all-stars in tow, we begin a newly themed hour of Neon Jazz with the tune Original Dixieland One Step off the 1957 vinyl LP called Jazz Omnibus. Or it can be called a classic LP that chronicles the fascination America had with jazz in the 1950s and gave the casual listener a good schooling in listening to the best of jazz. So over this ensuing hour together, I will pepper in words written on the jacket of the LP in all its eloquence and celebrate one of America's very finest inventions. So, since 1954, jazz experienced the most quantitatively active period in its history. There were more jazz recordings and more nightclubs and concert tours specializing in jazz than ever before. A corollary of this expanded hearing radius for jazz is the fact that the language itself has never been or was never as diversified as it was then. Coexisting as integral parts of the contemporary jazz scene, even though each part does not have equal share of the audience, there's the New Orleans rear traditionalists, extrovertish Dixielanders, mainstream titans whose roots are in the swing era and who remain eloquent and increasingly individuated as leaders of varying directions in modern jazz. So this LP is a pulsating ragout of Columbia jazz and stands as a instantly audible indication of several contemporary ways of self-expression in jazz. Although each approach has its own form and flavor, there is an underlying communal vocabulary that integrates all these idioms into the overall jazz language, and that's why we love it. And it's with that we welcome you to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that was a very integral part of inventing, refining, and continuing that jazz torch well into the deep path of a star-studded path, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the good, solid jazz the way we see it. The next stop on this Jazz Omnibus LP, or layered groove of travel, is New Orleans strong Louis Armstrong, standing as a vital factor in the emergence of the soloist in jazz and a king in his own right. With his all-stars in tow, this is the theme from the Three Penny Opera.
Dig, man, there goes Mac the Knife. The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mac Heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mackie, dear? So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, even, lies a body oozing light. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is this someone, Mac the Knife, from a tugboat by the river? A cement bag's drooping down. Yes, the cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mac he's back in town. Look a year, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mac Heat spends like a sailor, did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, Sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dears. Now that Mackie back in town.
Take it, Satch.
Hey, I'm Donnie McCaslin. I live in Brooklyn, New York, but I love Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Turk Murphy with his band with the tune Maryland, My Maryland. So for many years, Turk was a professional musician who found his spiritual home when he helped organize the revivalist Lou Waters band in San Francisco in the early 40s. And it was since 1947 he had his own unit going into the 50s and established a hungry following amongst the college circuit and many old listeners who hearkened to his mixture of nostalgia, playing pure testament to the fact that the old days are not yet all gone. Here's a phenomenon and a vital part of the jazz mainstream, and his message is so unique that it's hard to place him in a historical perspective. This is Errol Garner with the tune My Lonely Heart, next on this nostalgic Neon Jazz.
is Jason Jackson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Was the master Duke Ellington with the tune Cop Out. He took, built, and mesmerized an orchestra as others would have developed a talent on any instrument. He has played his orchestra as if it were a horn. He wrote the most impressive body of original material to come from any single man in the history of jazz. Duke wrote songs of rare delicacy and dignity, and the world loved it. From the plunging intensity and honesty of the great Dave Brubeck with his quartet in tow, this is the tune When I Was Young. Next, on this jazz omnibus, we are riding through history.
Chuck Israels. Listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino and enjoy the afternoon.
Was the dean of modern jazz trombonist J.J. Johnson with the tune I've Got You Under My Skin. So he was very successful in the demands of the trombone during the challenging changes in jazz that was created by the early modernists like Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, and Bud Powell. He held his own, and he is seen as one of the masters on the instrument. So while many young jazzmen were becoming more involved with experimental music, there was a music crop of improvisers that were continuing in that direct, heated, spontaneous line of Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. Here is the Jazz Messengers, led by their fearless drum leader, Art Blakey, with the tune Cranky Spanky, epitomizing that music group spirit, next on the show. We'll be right back.
everyone. This is Michael Carvin. You've been listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino. To all of you great Joe fans out there and jazz fans, please keep supporting the music. We love you, and jazz loves you, and Joe loves you. I'm Michael Carvin. Thanks a lot. Have a nice night.
That was the great Donald Byrd with the tune Smoke Signal. He was a very vital member of a young modern jazz generation. He was interested in the possibilities of deepening and enlarging the scope of improvisation itself, and he did a great job at doing that throughout his career. From the prowess of leader and innovator Lester Young, this is a cut that did not appear on this Omnibus LP, but it's instrumental in the forward march of jazz during the 50s. Here is the Prez with the tune On the Sunny Side of the Street, Always.
Hi, this is John Ellis, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
The moocher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest of his frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Ho de ho, de ho,
ho de ho, de ho.
I de ha, de ha,
I de ha, de ha.
Hey de, hey de, hey de, hey. She messed around with a bloke named Smokey. She loved him, though he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hey, 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 hey. He had a dream about the King of Sweet. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hadi, 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 hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi,
hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi,
hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, hadi, had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes.
What did she do?
She sat around and counted them all a million times. Ha, dee, ha, dee, ha.
Ha, dee, ha, dee, ha.
That was the great Cab Calloway with the tune Minnie the Moocher, another vital song in the annals of furthering jazz, not on the Jazz Omnibus LP, but should have been. This tune was first recorded in 1931 by Cab and the orchestra, and it sold over 1 million copies, one of those early albums that really took over the public's imagination. From the pride of KC and a cat that influenced 99.9%, if not more, of the jazz cats that came after him and will come after them. A vital piece of the jazz history mix. Charlie Yardbird Parker with the tune Hot House, next on KC's Jazz Home, Neon Jazz. here are some final thoughts from the Jazz Omnibus liner notes to take us away into the final track on the seminal album done by the master, Miles Davis, with his quintet in tow with the tune Budo. And Miles had that rhythmic assurance and plasticity that allowed him to swing more creatively than many others that were doing it at the exact same time. So there is more to the jazz language than any one long playing record can illustrate, but in this collection in particular, you absorb several of the idioms and voices of jazz. Jazz has remained so fertile because it's a form of musical communication that has never become static. There are always new voices, learning and assimilating the significant voices of the past and present, and eventually developing their own unmistakable contributions to the entire language. And as personal as the voices of these jazz individuals are, so personal is also each of the listeners' reaction to the jazz in general, and we hope you dug it. We know we did. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a master of radio ceremonies, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Joey!
Like what you heard, let us know. We always love to hear from you out there on Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.